Oh, here's an idea. I got an idea.
No one's ever written a cartoon in 20 minutes.
Here's an idea. Hey, okay, the stupider we get, maybe the stupider the script will get.
Here's a problem with that whole story.
We should be writing this shit darn. Here's an idea.
Welcome to Here's an Idea, the Explosum Writers Room podcast, where we, the Explosum Boys 4, have to write, record, conceptualize, say out loud, and perform.
I'm sorry, what did you call us?
I'll never get through this.
What?
I'll never get one of these uninterrupted, not even one
time. Well, you said the Explosum Boys 4, and I'm going around the room, 1, 2, 3. I think you misspoke.
You really just made me sad.
You know what? I was sad first, so now you get to be sad.
Well,
I'm sad looking at you, too.
I'm Joel.
You're also sad looking.
Hang on. I'm Joel.
I'm Rob. Yeah. I'm Dave.
And then the other guys. What you just reminded us all is that our good friend Chris is apparently no more. He zapped out of existence in a previous episode. He was gone. Mr. Explosum kidnapped him. Then he made some vague allusions to reassembling him as a homunculus mandroid.
Why is he a homunculus?
I don't know.
Why is he a big buff man?
I think he said he was going to use big parts. I can't remember.
Big parts.
I don't remember. Okay. Sorry, there's somebody at the door. I'm going to go get that.
Hello?
Chris!
Hey! Ah! Guess who's back from wherever I was. All I remember.
Why was there a knock on the door and then you call us on Skype? That was crazy.
Yeah.
Because we're using AOL.
Why did you have them push your robot screen to the door and then have it knock like a man?
Also, if we can open this fucking door, why haven't we left here?
Enough by the door. What happened? What happened? What's going on?
Well, all I remember is I saw a light, and then I saw Jesus's holy hand filled with holes, reached out and grabbed mine. And then he and I, it was great, you guys. You guys should have been there. We played racquetball. He had,
does
like,
the light shine through his hole?
We ate scones together. It was
you
great.
You listened to Sweaty Bands?
Yeah, he had sweatbands on. They were also made of thorns.
Did you do a mosh pit with the Big J Man?
Was my grandpa there?
Rob, your grandpa was there. He wanted me to tell you that he's glad he's dead.
What's his job in heaven?
Rob's grandpa?
Yeah. What is, I assume everyone gets assigned a job.
I mean, we know what Jesus' job in heaven is.
Why is your idea of heaven working?
What? I mean,
well, he was the water boy for when Jesus and I were playing racquetball.
Oh, that's crazy. Nice.
He always loved water.
Water boy?
He died in a jet ski accident.
Now, Chris, we've established that you have ascended to the kingdom of heaven, but here you are on this earthly plane. How did you get back?
All I remember is just when I was going in, like, you know, Jesus and I, we had a good game, and he was coming in to say good game and give me a hug, and next thing I know, when I went in to hug him, I got pulled back into this shitty body and life, into the torture room. Hey.
Did he give you a pat on the ass?
He was going for it, and just before my cheeks rippled, I was pulled back into life.
So slow-mo, it was like grrr, grrr, and this hand comes down, and it's like just barely pop, 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 pop,
he slapped your ass into another realm, basically.
Oh, what if he hit your butthole so hard you got knocked back to Earth?
I don't think he made contact with my butthole, but that's what I wanted to stick around for, and then pulled back from the light.
Do his hands whistle when he swings them?
Yeah, man, it's why he won the game. He was really good at racquetball because that's super distracting.
Does the ball ever get stuck in his hand holes, or does it just give him more aerodynamic?
It's got to be bad for catching.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, there's not much catching going on in racquetball, so I think that's why he chose it. I insisted on basketball, but he's like, no.
Wait, how do you stop the game? That sounds like an eternal game of racquetball.
Oh, I wish it was, man.
If you can't catch
the ball. You should have seen it. It was glorious.
Chris, I hate to put you on the spot, but it's just that you transcended to a higher plane and none of us did. And so it's just, you maybe had the most interesting last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's true. Which reminds me, what the fuck happened? Do you guys know how I died?
We've been stuck in here looking at your smelly corpse.
We were talking to you, and then you kind of glitched out of existence, and we were all getting electrocuted.
Yeah, but not the good way, like I was the week after.
No, later Rob got electrocuted to jizz.
And then he jizzed all over us.
That was great.
So that's what you missed.
We were getting electrocuted for pain, and then you got electrocuted out of reality.
Yeah.
I think.
You got phased out of reality.
Now, the thing that I don't understand is that Mr. Explosum was then talking about how he was going to reassemble you as like a mandroid. But you seem normal.
There's no way.
Do you feel like a mandroid?
Mr. Explosum brought me back to life.
He may have been confused. He could have been talking about building IKEA furniture, not talking
about
you.
Oh, look, he's
putting
together a Billy bookcase.
He may have been building a desk while talking to us, and that's what he was talking about.
Oh, I thought he might have rebuilt Chris with meatballs.
Hang on. Chris, very important. Do you have any Allen wrench-shaped holes in your joints?
Let me check. One, two, three, four. five, six, seven, eight. Yeah, all of them.
Eight joints.
Okay, so you are pieced together from parts.
All eight of your joints.
But you weren't that way before.
So I got brought back to life.
Uh-huh.
Like IKEA furniture.
This is our premise, yes.
I fucking hate Mr. Explosum. We gotta kill him. Oh. I wanted to die. I was gay. We've showed Jesus Chris, up.
Also, put your money where your mouth is, Chris. You've been saying that for weeks.
Maybe that's why he was the first to go.
Oh, you mean Mr. Explosum took him out?
Yeah.
To protect himself.
And then he didn't let him rest in the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, if heaven's as great as Chris says it is, maybe we shouldn't kill Mr. Explosum.
I like racquetball.
Yet.
That's a good point.
Oh, you're saying murderers don't go to heaven?
Yeah, so maybe Mr. Explosum needs to... Maybe we need to lead him towards sin so that he doesn't get to go to play racquetball with the big J.
I just want
to
say, Chris, I'm just glad you're back and alive and you're in parts that are in one part.
Oh, thank you. Look, I wish I could say it's good to be here.
It's not. I know. You're a reassembled bookcase.
Yeah. It looks like pen
of a man.
He's playing God and bringing me back just to write more.
And you were playing God in racquetball. Well, now you're not.
Can we give you a Swedish furniture sounding name like Kraftwolf?
Chris Wilson.
Chris Wiss.
It's got to be like a K and then a J. Like cured. Yeah.
Kjardfard.
K-R-I-I-S-S. Jardfard. W-I-L-S-U with two dots over
Chris,
it.
I don't want to
like Jardfart.
I don't want to get semantic with you, but I said you were playing God and you said his son. I mean, the Holy Trinity, they're one and the same.
Yeah, read a Bible.
That means it was 1-on-3. So you actually beat, or you held your own against three guys.
Three deities.
Wow. Really? Well, I did okay. Yeah. I mean, I was a few points short. And hand whistling was distracting me, and Rob's grandpa wouldn't stop chewing on my ear about how much he didn't want to be alive.
And how much he hated Rob.
He said that while he was alive, too. I mean,
he was a Nazi sympathizer.
He also liked chewing on ears, literally.
Yeah.
Okay, so we want to lead Mr. Explosum to sin, and we want to stay pure so we can get the splendor of the kingdom of heaven. Guys, what are the ways that you go to hell? Let's go around the table, starting with Rob.
Well, first of all... If you overcook your steak, that's one thing that sends you to hell. If it's
100%, anything above medium rare.
Right. If it's not bleeding, then you're not going to heaven. Right.
Okay. Perfect, Dave.
Write that down.
I'm getting it. I've got it.
Don't blow on a friend's butthole like a bottle of water, like a glass bottle.
What if his butthole is on fire and you're saving his life?
Well, don't do that.
Also, what if he's begging you to do that for his pleasure?
God does not appreciate any of those things.
Hey, these are gray areas, okay? They're worth talking about.
His butthole's
brown
like
areas.
Area. A brown area.
Or pink. Hey.
Okay. Mine is, my number one way to go to hell is never... put on your shoes, the right one on the left foot, left one on the right foot.
I like to put on my one left sock first, and then my left shoe, and then my right sock, and then my right shoe.
And that's straight to hell.
Hey, is it? Shit.
Oh, and don't put your peanut butter in the fridge.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone knows that.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Chris.
That's how you get fridge gremlins.
How do boys go to hell in your mind?
I'm pretty sure Leviticus mentioned that if you trap a bunch of people in a torture room and force them to write scripts, that's one way to go to hell. Also, peeing
Scripticus.
In the shower.
Yeah.
Peeing in the shower. Wait. You know what? Peeing in the shower is not that bad.
I think it's good for the environment, which God is all about.
When's the last time you peed in the shower?
I mean, if I've got to go and it's my own shower.
I mean, it's going down the drain. So
all your feet smell like piss.
I have a bad story about that, but maybe we'll do that later.
Now, let me explain. I hold my feet together clasped like hands, and then I pee onto them.
That's weird.
Is that weird?
I mean,
you do this instead of showering.
You're trading one fungus for another.
All right. I'd hate to be trading fungus. That was a...
how do you stand up while doing that, by the way?
That was a Les Claypool side project, trading fungus.
Yeah. Okay. That's our band reference for the episode.
All right.
Excellent. We did it.
All right.
Yay!
So we're done. Perfect. I expect nothing odd to happen and everything normal to be normal forever. Chris, it's great to have you back. And I guess this is going to be our shortest episode ever.
Yeah, so. I think everything is going to be okay.
Yep, just okay. Nothing
Let's
crazy.
Let's touch each other's dicks.
Whistling like
and
hands.
And roll credits. Oh, shit.
Fuck. All right. Dave, you never answer when Mr. Explosum calls. Yeah, you answer.
It's your turn.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Explosive. I should say hello before I answer the phone. Or after, should I say.
No, you did okay.
He did really bad at that.
I did very bad
at that. Boys, I've got great news for you.
Oh, Mr. Explosive.
Yay.
Chris is back.
We meet again.
He's here.
No, we've been talking to him. He seems fine.
You've already been talking to him?
He let himself
Chris,
in.
I expected you to talk to me first before talking to them.
Well, first of all, it's great drama. To hear you. It's great to hear your voice again. And,
yeah, it's good to hear you again too. Answer the question.
What's the question? Where am I?
You should know it.
I think he wants to know why you didn't report to me first.
As soon as I pulled all the Allen wrenches out of me, I just started running in I got out of there real fast.
In circles?
Yeah, I started running in circles until
only one of your legs worked.
My back, my hiney arm, which is what I call my leg. And it was facing the wrong way, so I was running in circles. It was backwards.
Oh, were you put together wrong?
Oh, fuck. I knew I missed something.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that. Yeah, I wanted to run through a couple checkpoints so the guys would recognize you and you look perfect. And I don't know. I feel like I screwed it up a little bit. But he's back. Boys, he's back.
What makes you...
We know that, Mr. Explosive.
Why were you treating my body like it's a plaything?
Well, I need to learn.
Have you looked at your body? It's great.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, you're the youngest looking of all the boys. You're the youngest boy. Like
three boys compliment another boy on his body.
Yeah.
Any other body opinions?
It's fair to say that,
I heard he's got three dicks.
As the youngest...
Just two.
As the youngest boy, everything we could say, you smell the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
You look the youngest.
Yeah, yep. I still have that afterbirth smell on me.
Yeah, I mean...
It's fabulous. There's no smell like it.
I'm always sniffing Chris's fontanelle when I rock him to sleep.
Chris, what... So, what wisdom do you have from the world beyond? I feel like
Him there and then bring him back to
get
espionage?
I can't go myself because then I'm going to die and I won't be able to bring myself back.
Are you afraid of
him? You kill him for answers, Mr. Explosive?
Well, yeah, and I'm awaiting the answers.
Wait,
so what did you learn?
You took away one of our co-hosts in pursuit of philosophy and knowledge?
You sent an espionage spy. You sent a man to gather intel.
To play racquetball with Jesus.
I didn't... Well, yeah. He played racquetball with Jesus?
Oh, yeah. I did pretty good, too.
Holy
I mean, I wanted to do basketball so I can totally dunk on Jesus' ass.
Did you have wings?
Shit.
What's that?
Yeah. The wings, Halo, like, tell us everything.
I had wings, but they were like the makeup wings, you know? Like on the corner of my eyes.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
That's no good. Now watch out.
Going for it.
I have a
question. It's kind of demeaning.
Chris, when you're dunking in heaven, can you dunk through someone's Halo as an ultimate shame dunk?
I mean,
whoa.
Well, like, what you do is what I wanted to do, this was my plan, you know? I was like, Jesus, let's play basketball instead. He was really insistent on racquetball, but I was just picturing
dunking on his
Halo so hard that he shatters like a backboard.
Oh, that would have been so cool!
Yeah.
Like NBA Jam.
But
yeah.
He wasn't wearing a Halo, he just had a crown of thorns, so that would... pop the basketball.
You can't dunk on a crown of thorns.
It's too bad Magic Johnson cured his AIDS, or he would have been up there too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
he could have been on your dream.
Is that
team.
Why he's called Magic?
This is a lot of information to take in. I'm gonna need to step out for a bit.
All right.
Guys, no,
bye, Mr. Explosive.
I'll give you 20 minutes. I still need
for
a
what?
Script.
We just wrote a script last week.
You've written a script every week, and that's how this whole thing goes.
Do you have any prerequisites?
I'm gonna give you 20 minutes. I've gotta write this down.
All right,
love
guys.
You, bye.
Okay. Chris,
you missed it by 30 seconds.
God. Hey, guys, I didn't even get a chance to stretch. I just came back. You know how weird it feels to come back into your dead body and, you know, now you got all these
Yeah, you probably stink.
Chris, do you feel enhanced?
Do I feel enhanced? Not at all, man. Not at all. I
sorry
feel
to hear
do you feel Do you feel bespoke? Like you're a one-of-a-kind made by a man?
Yeah, I definitely feel bespoke. I felt like I beheld a lot.
Did anyone say, when you got to heaven, did they go, behold?
They did, and I beheld immediately.
Oh.
And my eyes were sore from it.
Oh, you were the one to behold.
And then someone held you.
Do you have any of those pegs? Like sometimes they need the Allen wrench screws
and the
little
wood
the
ones, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's what all of my toes are at the moment. I really don't think he did read the directions.
Well, they're not. I mean, they don't have to read them. They're pictures. Anyway, boys, we have. I know this is fantastical that Chris has returned from the grave
it's a miracle.
And the other universe.
It's magic.
But we've only got
What's
19 minutes to write
a miracle,
script.
Because it's that.
A
travesty.
Well, yeah. No, I don't. I disagree.
No,
I disagree.
That can still be a miracle. It has to be the most moribund, boring thing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, the opposite of a miracle is an everyday thing. Like I went to
a boracle.
A boracle.
I like that. That sounds like something you'd find in the Matrix.
Let's go see the boracle.
Hey, Neo, it's me, the boracle.
Let me tell you about these boring ass numbers that are flying through the walls.
Would you like some
check
tofu?
Out this
Yes.
Do you want to hear a prophecy?
Sure.
Check it out.
No.
The sun's about to go down in 2 hours. Whoa. Watch the, out the window. Look.
You have all the power of Siri.
I wonder if he's right.
Is that what happened with the Matrix
Watch
Reloaded?
Watch find out.
They were like, hey, the first one's good. Can you make it way more boring?
Yeah, like... people like that one too much.
I feel like criticizing the Matrix is very in right
very
now.
20 years later.
Very 20 years
later. We're a little bit late, but I agree. Okay. It's never too late to really criticize the Matrix.
Here's
it did not age well.
This isn't an idea as much as it is a reason for us to talk a bit. Mm. Okay. What movie did you see as a late teen, maybe mid-teen, walking out of the theater going, yes, and then maybe 10 years later saw it and went, oh. Like, that's a bad movie.
Oh, I mean, we talked about this, I feel like. But for me, it was The Lost World, Jurassic Park. Not a good movie. But when you're 12 years old, maybe the best movie.
I remember being bored even then.
I thought you were talking about the new one. And I was like, Rob, that was this week.
Back when I was a boy.
It certainly hasn't aged well. It was great last week.
For me, it was every Batman after the second one.
What do you call this? Like, what do you mean?
Batman Forever?
All of them. I saw them all in theaters, and I was like, these are the fucking best! I love the neon and the crazy shit!
The camera's always tilted, and Tommy Lee Jones is going, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. Jim Carrey's got a huge dick in a tight suit. Oh, yeah.
That was Liar Liar.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked his whole oeuvre.
I thought that was the Truman Show.
I can answer this.
Yeah.
When it came out, I saw Casper 3 times.
Wow.
How old would you have been?
95, so 10?
Oh, my God.
10 years old.
In the theater you saw
In the theater with 3 different people, because I was like, I love that. I love me some friendly ghost.
I forgot how that movie went. Why did I remember it showed Casper being alive and like tried to explain his death or something?
He killed himself.
No, is that right? Dave. He died of pneumonia.
Okay.
Wait, what?
He hated Dave so much.
But then like there was a big machine in the attic that was able to bring him back long enough to fuck Christina Ricci or something.
Yeah, he fucked her hard.
Yeah.
What's weird is that little girls my age thought he was the hottest dude when he was
CGI.
He was a little, yeah.
When he's a bald, little white, like CGI cloud. Well,
that's what kids in Ireland look like.
it's the lack of sun.
It was the most relatable movie. Finally.
You can see through me right now.
Yeah, finally, like, a movie like that Jesus represents hands. Us.
Yeah, and their legs are like that where it's just a wisp because they just barely crawled out of the ocean.
Yeah, it's just the top of a turd turned upside down.
All the Irish girls going nuts for Casper.
This is not nice.
Yeah.
Move over, Leo DiCaprio.
Sorry about that. Okay.
So yeah, I thought that was a great movie. I wonder, I haven't seen it probably since
The most
then.
Fucked up part of that movie that I remember is the bad guys literally kill themselves to become ghosts so they can go after the other ghosts.
That's
so
a great movie,
about the dark like, side
I mean,
of
you never
that
see
movie.
A Disney kill movie. Yourself, then, you know, hey, yeah. Victory.
You never see suicide as a plot point of any other Disney movie, like any other family film. It's never like, you know, you don't see The Lion King. You don't see Mufasa jumping off the cliff on purpose.
Wait, what if he did? What if it was all
so he can go deal with the
so he gets cloud powers?
Right. So he wants to become a giant
Simba,
cloud.
I need cloud powers. I'll see you later.
The only way my son will listen to me is if I become a big cloud in the sky.
And it just starts raining Mufasa's blood.
I need to kill myself.
Are we talking about The Matrix Reloaded again?
Yes. Yeah, that was Morpheus' speech from the third one.
Do you want to be a big cloud?
Neo.
Yeah, you have the cloud boy. You're the only one who can turn into a big cloud if you just believe.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Lawrence Fishburne, I just can't be a cloud boy. You can, Neo, and you will.
Technically, that's appropriate because he's kind of uploaded to the cloud,
he
if you will.
He literally is a cloud boy. Yeah, he's in the cloud.
Before we had that term in our nomenclature, he was the first cloud
Why
boy.
Why didn't we call it The Matrix? Why didn't we?
Oh, we would have if not for the film.
Yeah.
Oh, man, true. My Matrix got leaked and all my nude selfies were taken.
Hey, Chris, what was yours? What was your movie that didn't hold up?
Probably War of the Worlds. With Tom Cruise.
What? Sorry. I want to contest this because I still like that movie.
I will contest it along with Dave for a very specific reason.
What? Okay.
Chris, let's hear you out first.
Okay.
Go, Chris.
Well, this is a two-part answer. One of them is Titanic, and the other one is War of the Worlds, which, you know, walking out of the theater, I'm like, yeah. But going, you know, looking
you
back.
You came out
at
of
it,
Titanic going, yeah.
Yeah. Movie complete.
Leo's game.
And
are you anti-boat?
They both are just kind of like they're fine action movies, but they're terrible at everything else they try to do in the mix.
This Titanic an action movie?
Yeah, Titanic is definitely an action movie.
The second half is Apple with supreme gusto, I suppose.
It's an axing movie when she axes his handcuffs.
And he becomes a cloud boy in the ocean.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't address Titanic with you right now because we don't have 6 hours, but I can talk about War of the Worlds. That movie has no plot whatsoever, but as far as a movie that starts in minute one with Tom Cruise running away from danger and doesn't stop for 2 hours, it's good.
So let's list the good things. You got crazy Tim Robbins. He's great.
Okay.
You got him? Aliens that suck children up their buttholes.
That's awesome. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
It's great.
You do have lots of wicked scenes in that. Like that whole
Goku
section with
the Dragon Ball Z movie.
You do.
You've got New Jersey getting blown up. That's fine.
Hang on, Goku's in it?
Yeah. No, the kid that plays him in the Dragon Ball live action movie is the son.
I know nothing about that.
And his face looks like he's always going like, huh?
Yeah.
Like he's got this ultimate.
So that's
confused.
One of the bad things. Let's list those. The bad
he's,
things
he's
about World of the Worlds.
He's being typecast as movies where aliens come to Earth.
L. Fanning or Dakota Fanning?
Dakota Fanning screams every scene.
She's so good in that movie.
She's good, but she's not good on your earbuds.
No, but she's like six and she's great.
Oh, yeah,
like,
she's
she
amazing.
Delivers a performance that's unreal.
She
for
outshines
a child.
Everyone there. But
yeah.
That whole scene down by the pier, I love it.
She also was acting like she's 5 years younger than she was, which was odd.
Oh, well.
Don't we all?
Sure.
that's the podcast.
I try to. I don't know. It's not a great movie. It's a definite leave it on the TV if it comes on a Saturday on TBS.
I contest that too. I think it's a great movie.
Okay. I'm surprised you guys are so appalled by that choice compared to, you know, Casper.
this is the hill we're dying on.
I chose something safe. I chose Casper. I think we all went for something that we could all reasonably hit.
Chris chose perhaps the most beloved movie of all time. and a pretty good Tom Cruise movie.
Everyone forgot it that year, and it was critically panned.
Here are the two movies I hate: Godfather 2 and Forrest Gump. No one likes those. All right, whatever. Then we need to move on, guys. We have 11 and a half minutes.
God,
do we have any ideas?
Shit.
I don't want to read any emails this week. I feel like I've used those as a crutch. Chris!
Yeah.
Do you have the emails from the man, the foreign man?
The foreign man.
Me? He's right here.
No, not Dave.
The foreign man.
Remember, you had a list of ideas in confusingly broken English.
Oh, I don't have that in front of me, but I sent it to you.
I know, but it was over Slack, and I won't be able to find it while we're on the podcast.
All right, well, you're looking for that.
Shit.
Oh, boy. Well, this is a great segment. Shit. Let's.
They were so good.
I'm sorry.
Do you remember even one word from them?
I could grab them.
Never mind. Don't worry about it. Rob, do you have an idea?
I'm going as fast as I can.
No,
like,
Dave.
My idea list is suffering. It's all fumes.
Dave, do you have an idea?
What if you had buttholes of different sizes
and you blew on them
like glass bottles?
No, no, we already said that earlier in the show.
Wait.
Oh, like a seal?
You're onto something. No, like one of those performers.
You know, like glass blowers.
A comedian.
Ass blowers, if you will.
Yeah, you know, glass blowing where you go, whoo, 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 whoo.
But ass blowing.
Yeah.
Why did you make it sound like a calliope?
Like a colonoscopy?
Okay.
That's what they say. Yeah, once you finish cleaning the asshole, you brush it off with a...
Can you get like a coleotomy where it's a colon right in your throat?
Yes.
Smokers do that.
It's a tracheotomy, but they bring your butthole up to your neck to shame you for smoking your whole life.
Correct.
Yeah. So whenever you talk, it's just fart sounds?
Yeah. Oh, and then shit comes out. Yeah.
I imagine... It sounds
like
panpipes.
It's one of
those
truth commercials where it's like, I smoked my whole life, and then as punishment, they put my butthole in my neck hole.
And all of your speech just sounds like toots.
You can't inhale with a butthole, though. You would just be making ashy farts.
Your grandma says, come kiss me, and then she farts,
she farts
a turd right on your face.
I disagree about the inhaling thing. I saw a video on the World Wide Web. That was a woman blowing smoke rings with her asshole.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Was that YouTube? Did they demonetize
it? You can inhale up your ass. Everyone knows that.
Yeah. Dave's saying you can't. So if you had a coleotomy.
Dave?
When I was little.
When you were a little boy, you never stuck your ass in the air and sucked in big air.
I did, actually.
So
I was about to say that I have actually done
that.
We
all did that.
Yeah. And I could impress my friends by farting on command.
We all did that.
I mean, those are the best kind of friends to have.
Did we? Is this a weird thing where everyone's going to hear this and go, I didn't do that?
A few weeks ago, we were talking about how boys pull their pants up their butt cracks and dance around, and then you said, hello, daddy, don't go away.
We'd send us all this Christmas Day,
of course. Yeah. I think every other little boy that doesn't do that sticks their butt in the air and does a big old inhale and then goes, hey, Kevin. Like, that's... That's a boy thing.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they're producing the music for the song.
Hey, Betty, don't go away. What's that? That's Christmas Day.
Like that. Yeah, okay.
That's a great remix.
All right.
Catchy tune.
Do you think that counts as an idea, though? We've got 8 minutes left.
It counts in the sense that it's an idea in the literal sense,
but it's not a good one.
It's not a good one. Not a good one.
Shit.
I do like the postulate that everyone has a slightly different tuned butthole. Wait, and that you could go, do, do,
do, do, do. How would you tune it?
No, it's natural.
Oh.
Well, you could flex it to go up and down, couldn't you?
No, you go to a doctor and he goes, Chris, let me see.
Ooh, you're
G-sharp.
G-sharp.
And you have to twist your toes around to tune it up.
And he puts you, down. No, he puts you in the scale where you belong.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it has to do with like the width of your duodenum, your duodenum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you don't really have control over it. But, you know, what if you're out of key?
Oh, then woe be unto you.
They throw you in the trash.
Yeah, woe be unto you.
Yeah.
You could be in like a noisecore butthole jug band. an atonal drone band.
Yeah, I just wanted to be atmospheric droning.
I heard that band playing in the bathroom of the barbecue place around the corner.
Yeah.
That's something they test for in the womb, I think. 10 fingers, 10 toes, and you're in the key of B flat.
Okay.
But then if they tell you that your son is out of key, butthole-wise, would you get rid of him then?
Well, that's a big question.
Let's go around the table. What would make you get rid of your unborn child?
I don't like
other
this.
Than an out-of-tune butthole.
If they
could predict everything.
Oh, everything.
Everything that your child will ever like or do, and they said, oh, when he's 40, he is going to...
Respect me.
Yeah.
Then yeah, that would be grounds for removal. Like,
keep that boy.
He's going to follow in your footsteps.
Don't
nope,
keep that
nope.
boy.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah.
Smoke.
No.
So, nope. So what would be the line that you could not cross, Rob?
I just answered you.
Oh, with respect for Rob?
Yes. If they said this kid's going to follow in your exact footsteps and make web comics and like
they said,
and not going to have any friends and they're going to spend high school on the internet making cartoons.
Look, we have some bad,
like instant. They're okay. out of they're out of there.
Mr. and Mrs. Denblanker, your unborn child. Type A blood.
Great.
Butthole
that's the best grade.
C flat. Which is also a B sharp.
Tolerable.
Not bad. We'll find a place for him in the pentatonic.
We can harmonize because
we'll have him.
I'm an F sharp.
Perfect. Cool. And listen, it's hard to broach the subject, but he's going to be a web cartoonist.
Oh, my God.
Do you just punch the womb at that point?
Yeah, I punch the womb, punch my wife, punch the doctor.
Wait, we have doctor. Everyone's kind of
you just start. You just start a swinging.
Chris, you've walked in during our doctor's office. Yes. What was that question?
I was just listening outside the room. I had a glass up to the wall and my ear up to it. I heard what web comic artist? What kind of web comic?
Two video game boys on a couch.
I would pull a gun out and fire it. I would shoot into the womb. Just.
Oh, you take it on yourself. You know, they'll do that for you. You don't really need to roll up your sleeves and do your own abortion.
Hey, we might all have to pretty soon. Dave.
I got a good answer for this, I think.
Give it to me.
Okay. If it had fish diseases.
Hang on.
Hear me out.
Okay.
I don't know if I can.
I had a fish. I bought a big 55-gallon tank for it because it could grow up to a foot long.
Okay.
And it got this disease called hole in the head disease.
Okay.
Where it grew a giant fucking hole in its head and died.
Whoever named that disease was really calling it an early lunch.
Hey, call it fucking hole in the head itis.
I mean,
hole in the head disease.
I think we gotta beat traffic.
Yeah. I feel like if a person had it, you would call it something. I don't know. Like name it after the discoverer maybe, but you can't really put your arm around a fish and go, I'm sorry, buddy, but you have this deteriorating condition.
Yeah, this is flippers.
You're not going to freak out a fish by going, you have a fucking condition. Hole in your head.
Hole
and by that point, the fish is going, duh.
Your head.
My brain's eating away.
Disease. Okay. I've got a good one too. If they told me my kid was going to be a fish.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
They said, this is not a baby. It's a fish.
It's.
And I'd say, what am I supposed to do? Put grass in its mouth? Get rid of it. I'm done.
I mean, I would let it come to term and be born so you could, you know, fry it up.
Exactly.
With some rice on the side.
Yeah, I mean, if my child was a fish, I would only abort it because it's too delicious.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would you fry up your fish child?
Okay, let's, okay.
Okay.
Let Chris answer and then we'll talk about how we'd fry our fish babies. Chris, what would make you abort your unborn fetus? Fish fetus?
If my unborn fish fetus was...
Chad That's Kroger. A Cannibal Corpse album.
If it was Chad Kroger, Chad Kroger from Nickelback?
Yes.
If they said, your son is another Chad Kroger.
Another one.
He's going to have a Jerry Curl, white boy, Canadian perm.
He's going to look like noodles. He's going to have noodle hair.
He's going to write all the same songs.
The good news is reincarnation exists. The bad news is, well, your baby's going to be a fish.
He's going to have a Chad Kroger for you.
Chris,
so we got one of those.
Wait, and Chris, here's what they're going to do. They're going to say, look at this sonogram.
It doesn't look like a man. It
looks more like a fish. Chad. I'm sorry to tell you, Chris.
So this is what we did. We got CRISPR.
Wait,
we took out all of the DNA and replaced it with Chad Kroger's DNA.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Would you cook him?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Like Rob's implying.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. I'd put him on
would
a
Would you fry up Chad Kroger?
This is our next question, then. How would you cook your aborted Chad Kroger?
I would put him on a spit, put a little apple in his mouth. Uh-huh. And then, like, slowly rotate them over some coals, and you know, like,
you've probably put a sexual parsley. Element in this.
Yeah, Rob, how would you cook your Chad Kroger?
Oh, easy. I would fillet him, and then maybe a little bit of lemon pepper, a little bit of butter,
pepper,
some fresh dill, garden fresh dill.
You know, if you sprinkled Parmesan on that, it would ooh, also be pretty.
That'd
good
be amazing.
Too,
so maybe some crushed pecans for crunch.
Ooh,
yeah.
Texture.
Okay. That's how I would eat my child.
Next, if Chad Kroger was your baby and you aborted him, how would you cook?
I would probably Nickelback cook singer. His hair like tonkatsu ramen. Throw a couple of eggs in there.
Oh,
some seaweed slices.
Perfect.
Mushrooms. What do you think? Put some spicy sauce in there.
I would do spicy
the rest
sauce.
Of it. I'd throw away. I'd just eat his hair.
Yeah. Okay. That's a waste. But I understand.
Okay. You just eat the hair and throw the rest away.
The rest can go. Garnish.
The rest can go make a rock band, I guess. But I want his hair.
Can they?
Can they?
I don't think so. Mm. But you wouldn't let him live, though. You'd take his hair and then kill him.
So I'd scalp him and throw the wrong part away, basically.
Okay.
Or the right part.
That's
I guess.
Fine. I like that.
Okay.
I would make him into campfire s'mores.
Nice.
How? Just one little cube at a time with marshmallows, chocolate, and graham crackers. And
would you kill him beforehand, or is that a slow, torturous death?
Yeah, during.
Right.
Yeah. It would be like, let me get a piece and another little piece.
I wonder if he's tuning into this podcast going, huh, time to hear my favorite comic boys write a script.
His mouth's hanging open.
They're talking about eating me.
I want to know if Chad Kroger is upset by all the incel stuff with Chad.
Why?
Oh, Chad.
Oh, Chad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, what if he's upset with all the incels that shop at Kroger?
If your name is Chad, then you know what you signed up for. I feel like you should. If your name is Chad, you should probably legally change it.
If you're okay, so getting back to our original point. If the doctor tells you Chadley your Kroger. Child is going to be a Chad.
Like literally named Chad?
Yeah, and then you name him, you go, no, we'll name him Jeff. You go to prison.
You've already got the oven on by that point.
Yeah. If you try and hide a Chad in society, you'll go to prison. Yeah.
In the
forever.
Attic?
Forever.
Hmm.
Oh, shit. That was my 20 minutes. Let's hope Mr. Explosive has a different timer than we do.
That sounded like a GoldenEye alarm. One you have to shoot.
Well, he hasn't called yet, so I think we're safe.
He won't. I don't think he will.
I doubt it.
I'm going to casually sip my coffee real quick.
Okay.
Oh, God, it's all over me. It's hot.
You were doing that last week, Rob.
Yeah. Fuck.
Okay.
All right, I got it. Hello?
Boys, these calculations are fucking amazing.
What calculations?
What?
From all the information from Chris. From Chris coming back from the dead.
Oh, all the data.
Guys, I can kill you with no repercussions whatsoever I can bring you back before anyone finds
Chris?
Out.
Are you reading the good manual?
Yeah.
The good cookbook?
Why do you ask?
Because they have a thing about keeping your science out of their heaven.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
But that's where it's supposed to go. How else are they going to learn how to, you know, make Bunsen burners and those little volcanoes with the baking soda in them?
Oh, no, they don't do that in heaven.
Yeah.
What?
They just use those hand warmers that kind of heat up in your hands. They just kind of use that to hold things. I don't know, man. They're just real sticklers about it.
That doesn't make any sense. All right. I got to go back to my numbers. How's that script coming out?
No, shit.
I was trying to show them my Newton's cradle, but they really just took
I don't
away
know, Mr.
from
Explosive.
Me. They didn't want it.
I mean, you know, Jesus could do a Newton's cradle through his hand holes. It would look awesome.
Oh my God, that'd be wicked sweet.
If you put Jesus in handcuffs, could you clasp them through the holes?
Yeah, you zip tie him through the holes.
Oh shit!
You would only need one half of the handcuffs.
Those are concert cuffs, Mr. Explosive. What do you know about zip tie cuffs? Come on.
I had a very wild time in my younger days.
You would zip tie Jesus?
I mean, I'd zip tie anyone if he was coming over the fucking barrier and trying to rush
like Rob
the stage,
last week.
I'm gonna get him.
Wait, Mr. Explosion, were you a roadie?
Yeah, I thought you guys fucking knew that.
Who?
Motley Crue.
You were a roadie? I mean, you're like 90 years old. Were
this
you
is a whole backstory that I want to know about.
When you were 70, you were a roadie for Motley Crue?
I was very tough. You don't want to fuck with a grandpa that's still a roadie at age 70.
Jeez, man.
Wow, I wouldn't fuck with him.
Yeah,
yeah, it was a rough
You're
existence.
Wearing all black up against the barricade.
Do you have tattoos, Mr. Explosion?
I have more scars than tattoos, but Jesus. Yes, I do have tattoos.
Okay. Jeez, man.
Yeah, it's been a very interesting life. That's why I want to see what the other side looks like.
Well, you could. I have a suggestion in that case.
Yeah, Rob, you've got a suggestion. Let's hear it.
So you want to see the other side?
Kill Rob.
No,
you get the first word right.
But okay, kill.
Kill who? Kill. Who?
Chris.
If you
can already bring him back, so I know it's going to work.
Take it, Jesus.
Hold up, mute.
mute. Explosive.
God, I gotta get him to.
Hey, I haven't muted him yet.
I can't just say kill yourself because then he's gonna react.
He'll think it's your idea.
I'm gonna get pushback. But if I convince him, to kill himself on his own.
Wait, this is Master Persuasion 101.
The Dilbert guy taught me how to do it.
Let's
do
Master Persuasion 101 is make it their idea.
Yeah, like remember that Dilbert comic where the pointy-haired boss kills himself?
Yes.
Because Dilbert gets his reports wrong.
Yes, and
and we find out that Dilbert did it on purpose to make him kill himself.
So how do we make Mr. Explosum wish he was dead?
Joel, you need to have a normal conversation with him while we whisper "kill yourself" like a subliminal
message. Right, I don't know. Maybe he wishes he was dead.
Yeah.
Okay. Unmute. So anyway, Mr. Explosum, if you could just tell me one good story about your days with Motley Crue.
So it was Woodstock. But it was the one in the 90s. The bad one
kill
with all the
yourself.
Mud and shit. And I was...
It's fun.
I'm sorry. I'm not feeling...
Kill yourself.
Kill yourself.
Reverse psychology.
Whoa. Okay.
don't kill yourself.
You guys are hearing this.
I gotta mute. This is like a Motley Crue record played in reverse that tells you a satanic message.
Exactly. Oh, there you go.
Wait, does that mean he's used to this? Or?
I don't know. Let's undo. Know. Okay, unmute. What happened after that? Were there any amps to carry?
The storm was coming in and all the equipment wasn't properly. Are you guys hearing this? I'm hearing someone keep saying.
You're probably hearing an inner monologue.
Yeah, tell your story and do whatever your gut tells you.
No, my inner monologue sounds much sexier and more sultry than that.
Kill yourself.
Yeah.
Kill yourself. Kill yourself.
Guys, something's going really wrong.
Oh, yeah. Just do whatever you enlightenment.
Must be a bad connection.
Do whatever's in your gut, and we'll just leave you be.
Yeah, follow your heart.
Kill yourself.
I'm thinking.
Kill yourself.
Kill yourself. Please.
I need a script.
Oh.
Man. That didn't work at all.
Sorry. I got off track. I started talking about the good old times.
Write a script yourself.
I need a script.
Write a script yourself. All right, Mr. Explosum. Yeah, we totally wrote a script.
So I'd like to hear that script and have it, let's put it at an army base this time.
At an army base?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Love you. Mwah. Kill yourself.
We are in... the hospital.
Thank you, Chris.
We're in the hospital waiting room of an army station. Joel, pregnant mother, is having a sonogram.
Okay, here we go.
All right, Joel. This is all normal so far. No. I need you to take deep breaths, and we're gonna.
Please look at my chart.
I'm gonna apply the jelly.
I know that it's customary.
Ma'am, I'm a doctor general, sergeant.
I know it's customary to call a woman by her husband's name, and I'm Mrs. Joel, but please, if you could just call me by my...
Oh, I'm sorry. Mrs. My thumb. This is
Sergeant Nurse. What is your rank?
My rank is corporal, pregnant lady,
corporal.
First class.
Wow. Well, you're very cheap. I can see that by your swollen gut.
I'm glad I have a sergeant nurse and a doctor general... And and you're not the Surgeon General?
No, he's going to come in shortly.
Okay, good. Please read my name off the chart so
Mrs.
I can...
Mrs. Joel, sorry. No, my thumb was on it.
Please, no. Just give me a lady's name that is my name that you read off the chart.
Oh, my other thumb Jolene. Was covering the other part. Mrs. Jolina.
Oh, God damn it.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm all thumbs covering up words here.
I'm going to put the jelly on
you. Is my baby
going to
be... Okay, thank you. Ooh, cold. It's very cold. Can you see the baby?
Mm. Oh, no.
Does it have a head?
Hold on. Well, we just put the jelly on. That doesn't exactly make you see it, but, you know.
Oh, you don't look in through the belly, through the jelly?
Well.
No, the jelly goes on the belly, then it goes onto the telly, and then we can see it.
Okay.
That's right.
Attention!
Oh, everybody. At arms.
At ease.
Surgeon General.
At arms and at ease.
My arm, I can't stand or sit. I'm in a reclined position in
stirrups. You're there.
Yes.
How are you meant to fit into a tank with that big fat belly?
I'm trying to do something about it by having the thing in the belly removed.
Give me a status report, corporals and generals.
Sir, yes, sir. Applying jelly to belly, about to broadcast to telly.
Excellent.
I'm sorry.
We have a war going on here.
I'm sorry if it's smelly, but I'm not wearing anything in my...
On your vajelly.
Vajelly.
Right. Nice. We have a war to fight in. You
well,
need
that's
to.
That's why I'm making new soldiers for you.
That's why we're like rhyming. We're rhyming things so we're build camaraderie.
Go ahead. General, I think what we have here is a human tank, and we're gonna have the private in the belly.
My privates?
Yeah, and the private inner privates is going to pop out of her cesarean like it's the hatch of a tank.
Okay,
Sergeant Nurse, lock the door. We need to brief her on what's happening.
Okay, please, someone tell me what's going on.
Mrs. Jolina, you are a part of a state-of-the-art military operation to put a human soldier inside of a uterus to control you from the inside to create the perfect soldier.
Yes, you are brilliant. You are a new experiment that the government is doing.
I'm the vessel, I'm the soldier, but the baby is gonna drive me?
Your baby... A man is the perfect tactician and strategist,
oh, I see.
And you, a woman, are the most unsuspecting vehicle.
So
yes, indeed.
I can sneak behind enemy lines like I'm going to serve them breakfast or wash their clothes.
Yes, that's the idea.
Precisely.
But then a strong, smart military man is the one in control.
He is going to grab tubes like Ratatouille and control you in a combat situation.
Will he? Now, I have a question.
You are going deep undercover.
Okay, but I came here for an abortion, so...
We're not aborting the mission yet, ma'am.
Yeah, I feel like I do want to have the mission aborted. Is there anything I can sign that says I don't want to be a human robot?
I'm afraid
no.
Without the private consenting to it, he's a lower rank than you, but he is a man. So
the baby.
Sorry, yes, he does outrank you, ma'am.
So
I'm
we
sorry.
Would have to put the form
well
where the baby could get to. Okay.
Yes,
doctors, right, you all seem smart and male, and so my womb is in your hands. You have the authority to tell me what to do with my body.
Okay,
doctors, let's get a look inside that body. Let's see how this baby is looking.
All right, we installed the hatch. Just turn that.
Wow, look at that baby. What? Yeah,
is that curly hair?
Hey, he's
that's
got
a lot of hair for a baby.
Attention.
His salute. First command.
It's a boy with good. Long hair and a beard.
Gook,
at ease, baby.
Good lord, something's gone wrong with the experiment.
No, everything's gone just right, and I'm ready to receive orders and deploy for action, sir.
Well, that's great. This is perfect. We're ahead of schedule, and unless our base gets attacked by foreign adversaries at some moment, I think we got at least 6 months of training ahead of us.
Hang on a second. Somebody's knocking at the door.
Yes.
It's another. It's another pregnant lady.
This is great.
It's a pregnant lady with a weird Russian accent, played by Chris.
Hello. I see that I've been announced already.
Yes. We were having a private military briefing with me, the private, inside these privates.
Well, yes, that's obvious.
But you also seem to be a pregnant woman. Do you have business to conduct here, or can we go back about our...
Oh, no business. Just looking around, checking out this facility. Facilitation.
Okay, what? There is a hatch-shaped bump under your muumuu that you're wearing. Old Russian
don't
lady.
Mind that. I've just let myself go a little bit.
Guys,
Well,
side huddle.
This looks. This seems
don't
like
don't worry about
military.
It over here.
Everyone, this seems like a good time to tell you our top secrets.
Okay,
we are going to infiltrate the enemy and beat them at the war game with these secret documents that you should all take a good hard look at.
Her hatch is squeaking open. Is anyone else paying attention?
What the hell is happening over there?
Good baby hearing.
Yes,
good lord.
Okay, fire! Fire!
Oh my God! We're under attack.
She shot a baby out of her. Belly cannon!
Ow!
Take
how
that!
How many are in there?
You dog! You pig dogs!
Fuck! That's it! I'm gonna control this mom like a giant Gundam,
gentlemen.
We're gonna fight,
gentlemen. Our first field test,
Soviet baby.
Engage with that enemy, please.
Private baby, engage.
Okay.
Engage.
He's making me kick.
Yes.
He's making me punch.
Get him.
Yes.
Yeah, it's working splendidly.
You stand no chance to Soviet baby. Soviet kick.
This is the hottest, the sexiest thing I've ever witnessed in all my years in the military.
My pants are down already.
It's like when the two Iron Man fight in every Iron Man movie.
Spetsnaz spit.
Punch. Oh,
I'll eat your spit. And now I'll spit it back at you.
This is way grosser than
Sergeant General, are you as erect as I am right now? Because this is incredible.
Indeed, my guns are ready to blow.
That's it. I gotta take this hospital gown off so we can wrestle.
We're going down.
Oh my god.
This doesn't look good, little one.
I'm gonna pull your hair out.
My hair. Please.
Yes.
Anything but my hair.
Your hair. Okay, well then where? Your tits?
Yes, tits, please.
Okay, pull your tits.
That's better.
Double purple nurple.
Sergeant General, if I could, Sergeant General, I feel like it'd be a waste of $2 billion if we didn't jerk off right now. So if you won't, don't tell anyone, I won't tell anyone.
Let's jerk each other off.
Strangle your baby with your own tits.
Yes. Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, this is great. Calm. Go.
I feel like we could take a break from this war. This is good.
This is great. Who needs war when you got this?
Another punch.
When you've got enemies like these.
Did not see
that
right?
This is fantastic.
Oh, the baby's coming out to fight your baby directly.
Sergeant General, should we bring in the other boys to see this?
Give them hell, baby.
Come in, troops. Look at these two handsome bodies have a fight.
I don't know how much longer I'm going to last, but my baby is now fighting the Russian baby. Yeah, get over here, you Russian motherfucker.
Oh my god, the babies are outside, the mothers.
Oh, fuck you. You got a pretty big mustache.
It's a miracle of birth.
Outside the motherland.
No, your mother's dead right now, right there. She's dead.
She meant nothing to me. The motherland is my only mother.
That's it, we're gonna wrestle. All these guys are here jerking off, but now it's two babies.
Sergeant, stop jerking off, they're babies now.
Babies,
Sergeant General, why are you still masturbating?
Stop masturbating, troops.
Stop masturbating, they're babies.
Stop masturbating these babies. God,
I've been defeated.
America. Yeah.
Tell you girls. You girls.
USA.
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 USA. USA.
All right, I'm going to climb inside.
Is there a peaceful resolution to all this?
I'm going
to
climb inside the Russian mom, and I'm going to go back to Russia and be a spy for you guys. Let me just close the hatch.
Oh, my God.
Let's kill these motherfuckers where they live.
Okay.
Good job, Private Baby. You're an asset to the army. The end.
The end, Mr. Explosion. What do you think?
Wow.
Ta-da.
I feel like I should get some writing credit for that one for inspiring all the jizz firing off
everywhere.
This is
like that
everywhere.
Last season of The Americans.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exactly how it ended.
Hey, no spoilers.
Kerry Russell had a Russian baby put in her womb cannon.
Yeah, this is just we're gonna
have to change some.
Kurt Russell did what?
Yeah, you heard me.
We're going to have to change some plot points so we don't get sued on this one. But
hey, overall, I think we did pretty good, though, right?
No, I like it. I like that there were men in it, and they were very strong and assertive.
Yeah.
And
then what about the ladies that actually did all the work?
The what?
Okay.
Oh, no, the babies. The babies are the real heroes of this. The very American babies. I think you guys did.
We're pro-life.
Are you okay with working with child actors, Mr. Explosion?
Oh, they're played by pets. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Explosion, I feel like we're on a streak here where you're just kind of loving everything we do. We can do no wrong.
Are we getting better?
I mean, all it took was killing Chris and bringing him back from the dead.
Was
and
that the
making
secret?
You jizz yourselves.
Oh.
And electrocute you, and I feel like that's the trick.
So you're saying you've ushered in a new era of Explosum Boy you're
and all it took
writing.
Was just your pain and suffering.
You're
kinda
taking,
I've been working.
You're kind of taking credit for our hard work,
taking
I feel like.
Taking credit a for little, your hard work?
A little
like
bit. Kind of like that man in the story took credit for the woman's
hey,
work.
It all comes back around.
I
oh,
don't
shit.
He didn't take credit. He took credit for the things that he contributed to the event.
Okay. Like the sperm.
Mr. Yeah,
you can't have a baby without a sperm, you dumbasses.
Not yet.
Jeez.
All right.
Thanks, Mr.
Yeah,
Explosion.
I'm letting you go. Bye.
Take it to Gertrude.
Oh, he's gone.
He never even threatened us this time. We didn't have a specific death threat.
I think he's mellowed out. I think letting him murder Chris may have calmed him down.
Yeah, Chris, we might have figured something out. It's kind of like It, where he has to murder somebody every 27 years, and then he's fine.
Yeah, he seems preoccupied, but it's not with the directions, that's for sure.
All I can say is that definitely we're not going to come back, like, say, next week, and he's going to be in a much worse mood and much harder to work with. I think we're on a straight shot upwards. From
his
here
home
on out.
Life must be good.
Good. Let's keep it that way.
Okay.
Well, we didn't get to kill himself this week.
Oh, no. We tried though.
Yeah, I wanted to cast our situation.
Okay.
Is that our goal?
Yeah.
That's our ultimate goal. Right?
Yeah. Remember from like the first episode, it was to kill him.
Yeah.
Right.
But we kind of forgot that for like 10 episodes.
I think we were briefly friends for one episode. Right. I don't know. It all gets kind of hazy.
And then he kidnapped us, and the rest of it was just a blur.
Sure. Yes. Okay. That's it. All right, guys. Listen. If you like this podcast, what should you do? Sneeze.
Yes. Take a long, hard look at your life.
Okay. Yes, re-examine yourself.
Yeah, keep it a secret from everyone.
Even though we did not use any of them this week, I do encourage you to email podcast@explosum.net with your terrible ideas that we can read and make fun of on the air.
Yes.
Chris, please find those ideas from that boy.
Can do.
Email them to podcast@explosum.net, and then I'll say you're a reader that emailed them to me.
Okay, yeah.
Wow. All right, you're going to nice lie preview. To the public?
Oh, my God. Follow Here's an Idea Pod on Twitter. Follow me at @HijinxAndSue.
Follow me at Dave Explosum.
Follow me at Rob Demblaker.
Follow me into the light to play racquetball with the Lord above.
_ChrisWilson_
No more
no further underscores. We got that Patreon at patreon.com/signed_and_happiness. No more.
Help us make animations. We sometimes post podcasts there too.
Yeah, we post podcasts early. We've done it 3 times, I think.
Yeah.
And thank you so much to everyone that's already helped out.
Oh, those
bit.
Ultra Mega Pals. Mega you mean? Pals,
yeah. Thanks, guys.
They're all good boys and girls.
Chris, do you have anything to promote?
Well, I just want to promote a good, healthy lifestyle and just make sure that you baptize yourself and believe in our
3 times a day.
Yeah, don't trust somebody else to baptize you.
Baptize yourself at least twice
a day. Practice racquetball now because he's got some moves.
He's big on it. And maybe drill holes through your hands so you have a competitive edge.
That's a good idea.
Way ahead of you with the Explosum drill coming out next month on the Explosum store. Keep an eye out.
Oh, we're doing hardware now.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Anything the whole saw blade that's just a spinning cyanide and happiness face.
I'd buy it.
I'd jump on it.
Okay, guys. I think we did it. I think we're doing good. I think we have crossed a border where things are going to be smooth sailing from here on out.
That's not the border that I know.
I don't know what to do with my life from here on out. I feel like...
Well, you got a second one. You have a second chance. You can make all the right decisions.
Yeah, but I'm in a weird spot where it's like, oh, man, I lived a life and then it ended and now I'm back and it's like, well, now what do I do? It's like I'm in summer school.
I will tell you, the one thing you should not do, Chris, is leave a wet drink on yourself because IKEA furniture will bubble up. That veneer does not do well when it gets moist.
I guess I'll stop balancing this paper soda cup on my head.
Please. Yeah.
Also, I wanted to say how... I just want to say thank you for being so refreshingly benevolent for part man, part furniture, part machine.
It's the least I can do. It's all for my big J-man above.
All right. Bye.
Adios. Bye.
Here's an Idea is an Explosum production. For more comics, cartoons, podcasts, video games, and lots more internet, go to explosum.net. explosm.net. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Explosum Entertainment. If you have comments for the podcast, email us at podcast@explosum.net. Be nice.